Chovos HaLevavos Monday night. Okay, we're starting Perek Revi of Shaar Avodas Hashem. So in the first, in the Hakdom, he talked about that Avodas Hashem is a result of gratitude. And in the first three Prokim, he talked about Ha'ora Sichlis, Ha'ora Toronis, and the milus of each one, even though there's no, he clearly holds that Ha'ora Sichlis is superior, and Ha'ora Toronis is a stepping stone to Ha'ora Sichlis, but L'maisa Ha'ora Toronis has qualities which make it absolutely essential and necessary, and without Ha'ora Toronis, you will never climb to Ha'ora Sichlis, as we know from history and from experience that that's true. Now we're starting Perek Revi. Perek Revi, really, it's a funny kind of a perek. He takes apart, so to speak, he analyzes and dissects Torah. And he says a lot of interesting things as he talks about Torah. He explains Torah, what Torah is made up of, what it consists of. That's Perek Revi. Vinei Roy Lonu Levoyer, we should explain, if we're talking about Ha'orah, if we're talking about Avodas Hashem, I mean, you have to understand where he's coming from. Like, where does this Perek, like, what is he? Avodas very serious. He's very structured and very serious. He talked about Ha'orah Toronis, he talked about Ha'orah Sichlis, so now he's going to talk about what Ha'orah Toronis is. What is the Torah? What does it say in the Torah? What kind of things does it say? We should explain now, Ofon Ha'orah HaToronis, how Ha'orah means a push, an impetus, an inspiration, how indeed the Torah inspires us, how it pushes us, how it's the impetus to Avodas Hashem, the Chelke HaTorah, so included in that will be the parts that Torah is made up of, which we'll go through and analyze, U'mailos Balei HaChochmabah, and the quality of people who know Torah, because that's our first obligation, is to know Torah. The Dargosehem and their levels, B'deosehem Aleha, how they relate to Torah, their Amuna in Torah, how they relate to Torah. There's different levels. You can be inspired. There's different levels in how you relate to Torah. Okay. Even in Ha'orah Toronis, there's different levels. So the Dargoseim, their Madregos, B'deoseim Aleha, call it their attitudes towards Torah, the way they relate to it. But Kabbalosim also, and how they accept, you know, the Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Kabbalos Ol Mitzvahs, maybe it's better said. So he's going to explain all these things. He's going to explain how the parts of Torah, how you relate to it in terms of knowledge of Torah, in terms of emunah of Torah, in terms of kabbalas mitzvahs haTorah. That's what this parak is going to explain. V'nomar, ki ha'orah torosis hi nevuah. So we start off that Torah is a nevuah. Torah is a nevuah telling people how to be oved Hashem. Hashem is telling us, hi nevuah shenitna mi'eis Hashem yishadar v'yishromam al achad mi'ishe b'nei Adam, which happens to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gave a nevuah. It's from Hashem. He starts mamish at the beginning. He says the Torah is a nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'mesher rotzu lefonav, what his will is, min hamishma'a sheyinhagba, what his will is, what people should do, how people should serve him. What is the purpose of that? Like, what's it all about? So this is the irony. The irony is that it's a very happy irony for us. But the funny thing about the whole thing is that according to the Chovos HaLevavos, our Avodas Hashem is already a reaction to something Hashem did for us. So the funny thing is, according to the Chovos HaLevavos, at least it's pretty funny. So that should be the end of the story. Hashem already gave us something, and we react to it by serving Him. But no, Hashem then turns around and gives us schar. We bond with Him, and we are kona olam haba, and eternal existence, call it eternal life, because we did that. So that's why he says, "Kadeshi Yigmalayu al Kabalosa Gemul Tov Miyad," both in Olam Hazeh, "Bila Osid and in Olam Haba, Bishneho Olamos," Miyad Bila Osid, now and in the future, "Bishneho Olamos, Stoka Vatova Vacheset." So that's what Torah is. Torah is a nevuah from Hashem telling people how to serve Him for the purpose of allowing us to reap the reward for keeping it. Why is it Stoka Vatova Vacheset? Really, there's two reasons. I said one, let me say both. Because it's Stoka Vatova Vacheset. Like, why? We deserve it. We did it. So there's two reasons. First of all, what I just said, that really we shouldn't get a reward for doing these things, because Adarabba, they're a reaction to Hashem giving us the gratitude, the Hakaras HaTov that he talked about in Gagdoma. So to go give a schar for saying thank you, it's a machlokas. Ted Nemon in America has a column called Readers Write. And that's many times the most interesting part of the newspaper, because they print every Nairisha letter that people write. But you see really what's in people's minds. And many times they latch onto a topic. You can get it by email. Many times you latch onto the whole, most of the Ted you can get by email. But not the advertisements, unfortunately, because that's definitely the most interesting part. So many times they latch onto a topic, and then it goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Shakla Vataria, everybody waiting. So once there was a whole Shakla Vataria, if the Rebbe should say thank you to the tip, let's say you send them money for Hanukkah, if the Rebbe should write you a thank you note. So it was all machlokas, because some said, yeah, but he should. And some said, no, well, you're tipping him as you already said, you're saying thank you to him. He already did for you. Like, how, they go back and forth forever. That's a shayla. So here by Hashem, you are serving him because he did something for you. So you're saying thank you. Now he's rewarding you for saying, okay, I don't want to. You can write a letter to them, and you can start off the whole shakla
v'taria. I don't understand why it's wrong for Hashem to give us charvan.
It's not wrong, but he doesn't have to.
Funny.
It's stoka v'chesed, he says. It's a tova, because our serving him is already a reaction to what he did for us. So we're saying thank you. That's our thank you. Now he's, right, we're giving the Rebbe the tip. We're saying thank you. Now he's turning around and rewarding us for saying thank you. That's funny. That's stoka v'tova v'chesed. Could have stopped the ball there. He gave us something. He gave us life. He gave us existence. The whole Hagdama. Read over the Hagdama. Shavuot Hashem. That's already a cycle. He gives us everything, and we thank him by serving him. End of story. No, there's more. There's more. So that's number one. Number two, another possible explanation of Tztaka V'tova V'chesed is that the Chavetz Chaim mentions many times throughout the Sefer, sprinkled throughout, that you really will never hack it. No one deserves Olam Haba. We just don't hack it. And it's all Gen L'Shitaso. If you start measuring what Hashem does for us, from when we were a little seed in the mother's womb, nurtured for 9 months, we certainly didn't do anything for the first 9 months and 7 years, right, to deserve anything. So we got a lot of catching up to do, because we're already 7 years, and I'm just picking 7 years, I could have said 12 years. We're already 7 years like behind the eight ball, and 9 months. And then every breath you take, every breath you take, every move you make, every thought you have, every step you take. So we're always playing catch up. So we never end up paying Hashem back what he did for us. So that's why there's a famous Chavetz Halvavos at the end of the day that says two things. He says, first of all, we need Hashem's chesed, and the second thing is do things that will arithmetically exponentially increase. Like Kiruv Rechokim, right? So you're a makar of someone, so now every mitzvah he does and that his family does, L'dori Doris, goes to your credit. So, and there's a possibility of catching up. Maybe, he says that's the only way you're ever going to catch up. And then there's chesed from Hashem. So, so that might be what he means here, stuck up the top of a chesed, that, beside that. Okay. So that's what Torah is. Fatorah chalekas maisa b'nei odom l'shvosha chalokim. Okay, so Torah deals with life. Life is split up into three parts. Tzivui, things you have to do. Azhara, things you're not allowed to do. Urushus, and things that are, optional. Now, the Chavis HaLevavos really is chozer from this. As he goes on in the next few paragraphs, he will backtrack and say there's no such thing as optional. There's nothing optional in life. You're either getting closer to Hashem or you're moving away from Hashem. Everything is bechira. Everything, and he will explain why. Everything is a choice between getting closer to Hashem or moving away from Hashem. Everything. Everything. There's no such thing as optional. But here, okay, he starts off with this. You know, he's going to get us into it. He's gonna be closer from this, but okay. But Steve, he says this here, and then he goes on to discuss it. Be aware that he will be discussing this and actually end up saying that there's no such thing as Rishus. Hatsivu nechlek l'shnei chalakim. Okay, this is what we call mitzvos haseis, mitzvos. Mimenu chovos halvavos. Some of them are chovos halvavos. Obligations to think certain thoughts, no actions are entailed. These are things that have to do with the seichel. Chovos haldovos are things. I don't think he means here ha'ara sichlis, because he's not talking about ha'ara sichlis. He's talking about ha'ara toranos, things that Torah is able to do. But he means things that have to do with the mind, things that are misbarer with thought. In other words, let's say the first thing he says, gon ha'yichud. So you're not mekayim yichud. Chavos HaLevavos holds, you know, you go over to someone and say, "How many Hashems are there?" You go, one, of course. That's not enough. And if you want to know why it's not enough, you're welcome to listen to the MP3 on Shar HaYichud, where he has 40 pages, whatever he has. And you want to know what Hashem Echad means, and that's what you have to believe and think about. That's what it means. Dvar HaMisparim B'Deya, where it's the existence of Hashem. And what does it mean Hashem is one? It means so much. Just one small example, because he really discusses it in Shari Yichud. It means Hashem is the only thing that really exists. It doesn't mean there's only one Hashem, not two. It means everything that exists is a figment of Hashem's imagination, as we would put it. Everything is just Hashem's will. So Hashem Echad means he's the only thing that there is. Okay? It also means, you know, when we talk about Hashem got angry or Hashem said, Hashem is lamalam and azman. That's what Hashem Echad is. Hashem is unchanging. So, you know, that these are things you have to, Chag Lavalas wants you to think about these things. Hashem Echad means he doesn't change. Because Echad means purely Echad, so he never changes. So Hashem is always the same. If you say always the same, you have to already think he's L'malam and Azman, which is already mind-boggling, because it's already beyond our comprehension what it means L'malam and Azman. I don't believe there's a person that can actually visualize L'malam and Azman. I don't think the human mind is capable of grasping the reality of L'malam and Azman, because how can there be anything L'malam? It means Hashem is unchanging. It means you realize that when it says Hashem talked to Moshe, it represents a tremendous theological problem to Hashem Echad. Hashem spoke to Moshe is a problem, because it's saying a minute before he didn't speak to Moshe, and a minute afterwards he didn't speak to Moshe. That means Hashem changed, Chas V'Shalom. That's ready to steer it to Hashem Echad. So this is all in Shari Yichud, and the Chagol says, you got to think about it. Dvorim HaMizbarim B'deya. Just to sing the Uncle Moishi song, you're not Yotze. Sorry. Okay, a few things. First of all,